It was the chairman of the FCC that threatened to use the power of the government to silence the president's critics.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Shortly after Carr's threat, two of the largest owners of local stations across the country, Nexstar and Sinclair, said they would stop airing Jimmy Kimmel Live. This as Nexstar is in the middle of a merger deal with another media company, a deal that requires Carr's FCC approval to move forward. Disney ABC then announced it would indefinitely suspend Jimmy Kimmel Live, sparking an intense debate over free speech. Carr, however, suggested the FCC would continue to put pressure on television stations.
We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it, they can turn their license in to the FCC, but that's our job.
President Trump praised Disney's decision and targeted NBC late-night hosts Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers as the next that should go, writing on social media, "Do it, NBC." And Trump suggested the FCC revoke licenses from broadcasters that are critical of him. Some legal experts doubt Carr has the right to strip licenses based on political content. And in another effort to go after his critics this week, the president forced out the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Eric Siebert, after his office failed to find any incriminating evidence of mortgage fraud against New York Attorney General Letitia James. James has long been in Trump's crosshairs after she successfully prosecuted the Trump Organization for fraud. After U.S. Attorney Siebert failed to prosecute James, Trump told me he wanted Siebert out. Hours later, he submitted his resignation.